I am a child of God. I am the workmanship of His hands. In trailing clouds of glory do I come from God, who is my home. God joys over me with singing. He rejoices over me with joy. He rests His love in me. God has graven me upon the palms of His hands. My life is continually before Him. God so loved me that He gave His only begotten Son, that if I believe in Him, I will not perish, but will have eternal life. I do not know the meaning of all things, but I do know that God loves me and that God loves His children. It is upon the rock of Christ, my Redeemer, the Son of God, that I will build my foundation. And when the devil sends forth his mighty winds, even his shafts in the whirlwind, even when all of this hail and his mighty storms beat upon me, he shall have no power over me because of the rock upon which I am built, which is a sure foundation that cannot fall. I cry unto Him continually. Whatever I ask in faith, which is good, I shall receive. And what I ask is that He will change me and make me an instrument in His hands. All things God works for our good, for those that love Him, who have been called according to His purpose. In my walk with God, all things are working for my good. He has refined me in the furnace of affliction. In my humility, in my willingness, He can and He will consecrate my afflictions for my gain. I have faith in the Lord, having a hope that I will receive eternal life, having the love of God always in my heart, that I will be lifted up at the last day and enter into His rest. How is this possible, that He could save me from myself? With man it is impossible, but with God all things are possible. God has sent me to this earth to have joy. As I put my trust in God, I am supported in my trials, in my troubles, and in my afflictions. As I come to God, He will show me my weakness. He gives me weakness that I may be humble, for His grace is sufficient. That as I humble myself before Him and have faith in Him, He will make weak things strong. As I come to Christ and am perfected in Him and deny myself all ungodliness and love God with all my might, mind, and strength, then is His grace sufficient for me, that by His grace I am perfect in Him.